Up next on the show is a physical therapist who has a pretty unique practice. She is working with the Washington Ballet and is going to join us in just a moment to tell us what that's all about. I hope you'll stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Joining us today is Dr. Ashley Templer. She's a doctor of physical therapy. She is the senior associate physical therapist at Body Dynamics, Inc. But she's also, I would say, more famous, maybe not more rewarded, but more famous as the co-director of health and wellness for the Washington Ballet. Dr. Templer, thanks for joining us on PT Talker today.
Oh, it's nice to be here. Thank you, Jeff.
Now, is it true, is your love, did you always have a calling to work with performing artists and work in this kind of a field versus just being your typical physical therapist who might work with a stroke patient? Is this your thing?
I did start out that way. I actually was a student at the Washington School of Ballet. I grew up in the Northern Virginia area and studied dance pre-professionally at the Washington School of Ballet. So during my senior year of high school, it was clear to me that college was more in my future and that I was not planning to do a career in dance, but interested in the sciences, I thought perhaps something in medicine with dancers. So I started out on that track, taking prerequisites. A ballet teacher of mine introduced me to Jennifer Gamboa, who I work with now at Body Dynamics, and she had just opened her own practice in a small ballet school in Northern Virginia in Arlington. And I had the opportunity to observe her, as people do as they consider a career in physical therapy. So I spent some time with her that summer between my freshman and sophomore year of college, observing her work with dancers. She was doing screenings for dancers' injuries and helping dancers who were injured. And I got very excited about that as a potential career field. And she directed me to volunteer and observe in all the settings where PTs work, so school systems and acute care and outpatient practices that didn't work with dancers, to make sure that it was physical therapy that I was wanting to do and not just staying in that dance community, since it's rare to have that opportunity once a physical therapist. So I enjoyed all of that, of course, and felt like physical therapy was that career for me, and was able to stay in Chapel Hill to do physical therapy school. And while there, I became interested in so many other things. Did my work in PT school on stroke rehab and got out into other settings as I was a young PT. And then once I was back in an area that potentially could work with dancers, a more urban area in Jacksonville, Florida, I started studying Pilates. And it was Pilates that reconnected me to that interest that I had originally had. And once I was certified in Pilates, I met back up at a combined sections doing a pre-conference course on dance medicine and reconnected with Jennifer, so that when I moved to Washington in 2005, I was able to work at Body Dynamics, and from then on have been able to do this with the dancers.
Yeah. It sounds like a perfect fit, and that is great context. So I wanted to kind of find out, do you believe, is it fairly unique what you do, or are there physical therapists working with performing artists all over the country?
I think more and more there are physical therapists working with performing artists all over the country, certainly in your urban areas where you will have a more major ballet company. There are physical therapists now attached to or contracted with most of the larger companies, and those companies or those physical therapists will also work with dancers in the community, including students from a very early age on, probably age 10 on. We find that there are things dancers may need help with. We've got a performing arts special interest group within APTA, and there's the International Association of Dance Medicine. So there are organizations that collect us together and help us share ideas, and we gain from each other that way.
Right. And so it seems like it is a, it's a real love. It's a niche. And certainly you're working, at the professional level. But like you said, that gives you the expertise then to deal with the people, the young dancers that are in your community and would be kind of a natural referral source for you, I would think.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And I do think that having the opportunity to work with the Washington Ballet in the metropolitan area around Washington helps other dancers know where to go to work with people who are very experienced and have an eye for that.
And have that expertise. So let's talk a little bit about what are some of the things that you see from dancers that maybe our listeners might see from their non-professional dancers, but someone that might come to you. What kind of things would be typical that a dancer might experience as far as injury goes?
If you were to think of the women or the young girls in particular, we see a lot of hip and pelvis injuries as well as foot and ankle. Much of what we see, if I were to actually start at foot and ankle, is likely related to problems up the chain. So where a dancer may not have learned to properly stabilize the lumbopelvic region, or where a dancer might be forcing their turnout. So the classical ballet is done in external rotation of the hips. That's called their turnout. And aesthetically, it should look to be about 180 degrees of turnout. And when that's not available at the hips, they will compensate at the knees and foot and ankle. And the tendinopathies will oftentimes develop as an overuse injury just since things are not lining up and the strength is not coming from above at the hips. So that's certainly something to look at if a physical therapist gets a young dancer in their office and they're looking at something that's a lower extremity injury. It may be that they are forcing turnout.
Now, so do the dancers then come to your facility or do you go to them?
We have a combination. Our office is built so that we do have space to work with dancers. So the dancers that come in from our area, we can work on both our Pilates equipment and our physical therapy gym that's equipped with Pilates equipment. But we also have a small ballet studio with a sprung floor, bars and mirrors, and space to jump, turn, and travel. When we are with the Washington Ballet, we go to their studio space where we have a small physical therapy office, also equipped with a little bit of Pilates equipment and some cardio equipment. Otherwise, it's just our treatment table and our space to do the manual therapy and instruct them in some exercises. We are over at the Washington Ballet for 6 hours a week is what we're contracted for. We break that up into 2 3-hour blocks where we have 20-minute slots where the dancers can sign up, and we see them there, and then we're on call to them if anything comes up when we're not there. So the dancer or the stage, the company manager can give us a call if they've been injured or have experienced something that they're worried about that we need to know about before we're back over at the studios in those office hours.
Yeah. And I heard what you were saying about the turnout, but do you ever have traumatic types of injuries? Do dancers get injured, during a performance or during practice where it might be more trauma?
Yes, and that's the purpose of our on-call system. We are not in the wings as they perform, though we do cover backstage, so we do go in their performance weeks and divide those hours up in a space in the theater. But we are on call 4 hours before they start their work day and then into the night, 4 hours after they've returned home, in case something has happened while they are there. And we do get those kinds of calls where we have to kind of drop what we're doing at our office, where we're seeing our other, our non-dance population, and get on the road and go into the city and be the first one there. In most cases that are orthopedic in nature, we'll be the one on the scene, and then we'll direct sort of what we need to do after that. That would be, you know, we're just going to tape and brace and see how this goes till the next day, or if it's something that needs more immediate orthopedic medical care, we've got five physicians who back us up and who are readily available to get people in as quickly as possible. So that if it's orthopedic and not an emergency that would demand emergency room visit, we're getting the dancers directly to that specialist they need. Or it's purely just we need to get there to let the company manager and the artistic staff know what they need to do, whether they need to pull that dancer so they are not performing, resting them for a couple of days, or a lot of times we can get there, do some mobilization, tape, and get them back on stage.
And who has kind of final authority on returning someone to the stage? How does that process work?
We work very closely with the dancer and their management, the artistic staff. We do get to make our medical recommendation, and we work with a group at the Washington Ballet that highly respect that and take that into account and then make that decision based on what we've recommended. So we do have situations where we need to recommend that a dancer not dance that evening, or a situation where we say they can do one role but not another. And so it's important that we really understand the choreography and what the demands are on each dancer, so that we can help make some of those decisions.
Yeah, really exciting. Now, and so is there special training that's available to you? I mean, obviously you had a good understanding and good comprehension of just because of your previous experience as a ballet dancer yourself. But is there training that a physical therapist who might be listening that wants to work with their local dancers and ballet company might want to look into?
We do take a lot of students, and I think it's our greatest pool of physical therapy students that are interested in coming to Body Dynamics have learned about us through the performing arts. But what we say to them is, and what we try to show them in an experience here is the importance of orthopedics is first. So really, really understanding orthopedics. So coming out of school, doing a residency, working towards the OCS, that really takes priority for that new graduate. And from there, going more into the direction of a manual therapy certification. I did mine through the continuing ed coursework and series of the MTC through University of St. Augustine, but really getting a high comfort level in manual therapy, because it's really our hands that make the biggest difference with the dancers in the short amount of time that we have in those 20-minute appointment slots, and then understanding what self-mobilizations and what therapeutic exercises we need them to follow up with to either maintain that motion or to regain that motor control they need. And I think for motor control, and strengthening that, the Pilates-based approach works very nicely with performing arts medicine, since it is similar in how the body is moving.
Yeah, very good. Dr. Ashley Templer, she is the physical therapist who is working as co-director of the health and wellness for the Washington Ballet, and she's also a staff senior associate for Body Dynamics, Inc. Thank you, Dr. Templer, for taking time to talk to us on PT Talker today.
Well, thanks for having me. It was my pleasure.
Yeah, it's been very interesting, and I hope you'll come back sometime and share some more information with us, as well as keep us in tune as to how the ballet is doing. Now, do you travel around just before we close? Does the ballet, is it always there, or do you ever do road shows? That may not be the right way to say it. But
oh, yes, that does make sense. The Washington Ballet's last trip was to Bodrum, Turkey, and I did get to go along. It was the summer of 2011, and they were there for a four-day dance dance festival that they were a part of. So I was there and did their backstage coverage. They don't travel often, but if they're going to a part of the world that would not otherwise have physical therapists, they're certainly going to take us along.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice perk. Okay. All right. Well, we've got to get out. We're way over here, but
all right. Well,
thank you,
Jeff.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. I want to remind everyone that it is free to subscribe to PT Talker to hear an expert each and every week, just like Dr. Templer. Just go to www.pttalker.com, and previous episodes are always available on iTunes. This is Jeff Worrell, along with Dr. Templer. We hope this information will help you help someone get well today.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes. We'll be right back.